And also today is a very important moment in our worship service to uplift prayer concerns in our congregation. First off, I just want to give thanks for the prayers that you had for me in my recovery with COVID. But boy, there's just a lot of people that are sick and ill requesting our prayers. So we're going to have a time to uplift in general those people that are ill and sick. But I did want to name just a couple names specifically before we enter into that prayer time. We're going to uplift a young boy named Spencer, who is very sick, taken to the hospital just last night. He's been on our prayer list here at Peace for some time. He is undergoing cancer treatment, but he's also come down with a sickness that the family's asking for our prayers. Also, got a request for Tom and Donna Helm. They're both in the hospital. Tom is battling COVID, and Donna has some other pain and struggles. And we also want to uplift our students, our teachers, those who are working in the hospital with all the sudden shifts and changes that are going on in the community. It's important on a daily basis we uplift those individuals. Let us bow our heads for a time of prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the work of our triune God among our church, Peace Lutheran Church, and among all people in the Holy Christian Church, that Jesus would be the one upon whom all eyes are fixed, and in whom we see all the Scriptures find their fulfillment. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you.
For the deepening of relationship with our ministry partners, especially Camp Lutherwood, that the needs of people would be met and that Jesus would be glorified in all that is accomplished. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you.
For the world in which we live and for all who work to care for the land and the people who dwell in it, that our gracious God would stand with those who serve in our government, military, and in all positions of public service, that they work wholeheartedly for the Lord and not for men. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you.
For each member of the body of Christ, the church, that all of God's children would identify and put to use their God-given talents, and that no members of the body would see themselves as insignificant or unneeded, but rather find their place of joyful service to Jesus and to one another. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you.
For those who are shut in and homebound, hospitalized and undergoing treatment, awaiting surgery and recovering from procedures, Lord, especially this day we uplift Spencer and his family. We pray that you would especially direct him towards doctors that can care for his unique situation with the treatment for his cancer, but also with this the sickness that's just come on in the last day. Also for his family that is coming through the sickness of COVID, that you'd watch over them as well. For Tom Helm and for his recovery as he's been hospitalized with his ailment, and also for Donna too in her time separated from him, but also in the hospital. Lord, we also pray today for our community, those people that are serving others, especially the students and teachers of Philomena School District, also our hospital workers at Good Samaritan, that you would defend them, that your mercy would go before them and all the acts that they do, that everything that is done in our community is not to the harm of others, but for their improvement and betterment in society. Lord, we also give you thanks for those that have recovered from illness just recently, and we give you all the credit. We also uplift those names that are before us today: Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Alonso, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Carol, Courtney, George, Joyce, Peggy, Brett, Cole, Jim, Betty, and also, Lord, for the family of Roscoe Gutbrod as they gathered yesterday to mourn his recent death, that they would celebrate the eternal joy you offer through your son Jesus, and you'd be a blessing to that family in their time of mourning. Lord, we pray that our merciful Lord would fill them with the healing and peace that comes from his mighty presence in their lives. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you.
For these petitions and all others, we silently carry before the Lord in our minds and hearts, that our faithful Father would hear and answer our prayers in the name of the one who stands among us and fulfills God's word in our hearing. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you.